All right. Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Nataka Ki Jai Ho. And where are we here? Lamentations. Here we go again.
Evo nas opet. Dobrodošli.
Happy Thursday.
Sretan četvrtak.
Let's see. I think I wanted to say a couple of general
things.
Mislim
da bih htio reći nekoliko generalnih stvari. Općenitih.
Sometimes we might think
ponekad
as
možemo
we read
misliti
these
dok čitamo ove
such drama.
Ovakve drame.
We might think I can't relate to this.
Ja se ne mogu s ovim nikako, ne mogu se nikako naći
this
u ovome.
This is too strange.
To je previše čudno za mene.
It is if it's about arousing my transcendental emotions, I'm not getting it.
Kad bi se da se radi o tome da se moje emocije, znači,
and we might get
probude,
discouraged.
Meni se ne bude i možda se obeshrabrimo.
They always wait until I start.
Uvijek
have
čekaju
you noticed?
Dok ja ne počnem pričati. Ovi metalci tamo.
Oh, Hare Krishna. Yeah, so we might
mogli bi
have such discouraging thoughts, so I wanted to suggest don't
tako
be discouraged.
A ja bi vam htio
keep
reći,
trying.
Ne budete obeshrabreni.
It's an acquired taste.
Pokušavati. To je ukus koji se stječe.
I always give the example of
ja
spinach. Ja uvijek
dajem primjer špinata.
When you're a small child,
kada ste maleni,
most of us, we don't like spinach.
Većinom, mnogi od nas, kad smo maleni, ne volimo špinat. I onda
we get to like it. And then we find out that Lord Chaitanya likes spinach. And then all of a sudden we really like spinach.
Gospodin Chaitanya voli špinat i onda ga odjednom jako, jako volimo.
You have that experience?
Imate li to iskustvo?
Yeah. So this is yeah,
dakle,
part of the whole process of devotional life. We are trying to develop
života,
the taste.
Pokušavamo razviti ukus.
And it's a process, it's a practice, it's
jedna praksa.
Matter of persistence.
To je stvar,
and it's a matter of becoming
ne
a connoisseur.
I trebate postati poznavatelj.
Connoisseur is one who knows how to relish
something. Poznavatelj je osoba
koja
zna kako nešto kušati. Kako uživati u nečemu.
Some people are art connoisseurs.
Neki su ljudi poznavatelji umjetnosti.
Take them to an art museum, they can get very excited
mogu postati vrlo uzbuđeni gledajući.
You know, some paintings, modern art, they can tell you all kinds of things about the art.
O toj
if you take me to a modern art museum, sometimes I can appreciate it. Most of the time,
ali većinu vremena je vrlo teško.
Show me a picture and
pokažete
just
mi sliku, a ja ću samo napraviti ovako.
I've heard it said that one art historian has said that
jedan,
to go to an art museum,
rekao da otići u muzej umjetnosti, zato osoba ne bi trebala gledati. Znači, u tom muzeju osoba ne bi trebala odjednom gledati više od dvije slike. Osoba se treba apsorbirati u određene slike i treba sjediti i meditirati na te slike. I onda možete ih stvarno kušati i uživati u njima.
Most people don't go to
mnogi
art
ljudi ne idu
that
u
most people just kind of wander around
muzeje umjetnosti na taj način, već idu naokolo po muzeju i gledaju
frustrated
sve slike i onda odlaze frustrirani.
They go to the art museum snack shop.
U bar, znači u tom muzeju i jedu neke snackove.
Okay, so we're trying to learn to develop this.
Pokušavamo
and what other way to do it really than to
koji je drugi način
do it.
Da to učinimo nego da to stvarno i učinimo.
So we're trying
and dakle, pokušavamo i trudimo
certainly
se.
We're just scratching the
i
surface.
Sigurno je da samo grebemo
we're
po površini.
Just getting a taste, a touch.
Dobivamo jedan mali dodir, jednu nijansu toga.
But I think even with that,
ali
something
kapljicu,
nice
ali
is coming across.
Čak i samo s tim dobivamo nešto lijepo.
Them, the translation
posebno
for you, the Croatian, I think something comes to life, isn't it?
Za vas koji imate prijevod, sigurno vam nešto donosi u tome, nešto živo.
Maybe it has to be in Slovenian for the Slovenian.
Možda bi za Slovence trebalo biti na slovenskog da bi mogli pravilno shvatiti. Ne.
Okay, another general point is
these
themes really go nicely together.
Bir Krishna zajedno, ali
Goswami is talking about the progression of devotional practice up to the higher levels of
napretku u predanom služenju do
feeling
viših osjećaja, do viših stupnjeva devocijskog
osjećaja.
I prije nekoliko minuta je spomenuo da je dosta toga opisano i u Nektaru predanosti.
Srila Prabhupada, of course,
Srila
wrote Nectar of Devotion as
kao,
he called it a summary study
kao,
of the
Bhakti
Rasamrita
Sindhu
of Rupa
Goswami.
And he sometimes called it the ISKCON Law Book.
Zvao Iskonov zakonik.
I think when he spoke of law,
je
he was mainly
zakonu,
referring to the first 19 chapters, which
se odnosio na prvih 19 poglavlja koji govore o Vajdi Sadhana Bhakti.
Still, the whole book is there, and he wrote it
early
in his mission. He gave it to the devotees
misiji, dakle, u as danima svoje misije. I daju je baktama
part of the
kao dio
program for developing Krishna
consciousness.
And he urged devotees
te
to read it.
Je ohrabrivao da je čitaju.
You can also read
i vi možete
Nectar
pročitati
Devotion
Nectar Devocije
in conjunction with
zajedno sa
these dramas
ovim
like
dramama
Chaitanya
Chandodaya
Nataka.
You can možete
take the structure, the framework, and the principles that Rupa gives,
koje Rupa daje,
and see how they might relate
kako
to
su možda
something like
sa nečim ovakvim.
To help, if you want to further study
ako
Nectar of Devotion, there's a nice book
devocije,
by
knjiga od
Dhanadhar
Swami
called Waves of Devotion,
Valovi devocije,
which is a kind of study guide for Nectar
jedna,
of Devotion.
Jedna vodič za proučavanje Nektara devocije na engleskom je i ne znam ako je itko to na hrvatski preveo još.
Other languages.
But na
druge jezike, it's quite good because one thing it does
dobra,
is it shows explicitly
točno
how Prabhupada's writing is related to the Nectar of Devotion, sorry, to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu directly.
Kako je Prabhupadina knjiga direktno povezana sa Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhuom?
Maharaj was just now explaining, Veer Krishna Maharaj was explaining about the five ingredients of bhava, and sometimes there's a bit of confusion on this. Are we talking about bhavas? Are we talking about rasa? How do these relate? Sometimes what we mean by rasa more technically is stai bhava, the five major. Sometimes we say rasas are really the stai bhavas,
u stvari stai bave,
if I understand correctly,
ako ja to pravilno
the steady relation or emotion that one has with Krishna.
Ili odnosi koje netko ima sa Krishnom.
Another point that I thought
is
possibly interesting and possibly helpful,
i možda može pomoći,
which I was reminded of by Sachinandan Maharaj yesterday. We were talking about these things a little bit. And he reminded me of
an
interesting point. There is a significant difference
between
Rupa Goswami's understanding of rasa and
Bharata
Muni.
Bharata
wrote or is attributed as author of what is called Natya Shastra.
Natya Shastra,
the scholars usually estimate that it was written sometime around the second century of the
drugog stoljeća,
present
ove
era, the common era.
Naše ere.
But like
ali
all of these estimates, it is a guesstimate. It is very difficult to say just when these
procjene,
things are
written. To su I vrlo
this
teško to.
Bharatanatya Shastra is the kind of the foundation work from which all the classical Sanskrit aestheticians have derived their work, including Rupa Goswami.
Svoja dijela, napisali uključujući I Rupu Goswamija.
And one, I mean, there are so many differences, but I think it's a significant difference for us to be aware of, is that Bharata Muni says essentially rasa that one experiences as an audience of a drama or as the reader of a poem is a kind of vicarious experience. Vicarious means you experience
znači da
through someone else.
Kroz nekog drugog nešto iskusite, znači. Kroz tuđe oči.
You watch somebody else enjoy, and in this way you enjoy.
Uživa I na taj način vi
this
uživate.
Is vicarious
to je,
experience.
Da, ne znam kako bi to. Indirektno, ali nije baš najbolje.
Indirektno.
I don't know.
Do you know a word, Croatian word for vicarious? No. Indirect.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, yeah.
Now, Rupa Goswami says...
Rupa Goswami kaže...
We're not interested in vicarious experience so much. We're interested in the real thing. So,
bhakti
rasa, and this is tied in with the notion... We're interested in bhakti rasa, which is rasa,
za bhakti rasu, to je rasa
related with
je
the Supreme Lord.
Sa svevišnjim gospodinom.
And that experience is one of entering into the relations with the Lord, entering into pastimes of the Lord.
Zabave gospodinove.
I always remember a nice lecture Bhagavatam years ago. Our Lokanath Swami gave this nice lecture in which he explained that what happens is the pastimes of the Lord are going on, and one is listening to those pastimes or reading those pastimes, and one becomes more and more and more absorbed in listening, reading, hearing those pastimes.
Tih zabava.
And at some point there occurs
se dogodi,
the way he explained it, a sort of gap
jedna vrsta kao
in the pastime in which you realize
vremena,
oh, this is my part.
U zabavi, u
this is where I fit in.
Shvatimo, oh, evo, tu ja pripadam.
And
to je moje mjesto.
In you
I
go.
Onda uskočimo.
Suddenly you've entered into the pastime.
U zabavu.
Like that, you're going along, tako, listening,
znači,
hearing,
slušate,
watching,
slušate, gledate,
and then it's
onda,
almost like from the stage they motion you like this. Wait,
wait,
no, now you
kažu,
belong here.
Čekaj, ne, ne, ti pripadaš ovdje.
And away you
ti
go, there you are,
nastupiti.
You're in the spiritual world.
I evo, ide, I evo vas u duhovnom svijetu.
Yeah, so this idea of entering into participating rather than being on the outside is really an essential,
je,
stvarno, you can say, contribution of Rupa Goswami to rasa theory.
Esencijalni, nešto što je dao Rupa Goswami, I'm sorry, I'm just... esencijalni prilog Rupa Goswamija teoriji rase.
Now, something I'm not clear on myself, but
it,
I think
jasno,
what he also
je,
claims is,
da on također tvrdi,
in a sense, there's just one rasa.
Da postoji samo jedna rasa.
Namely bhakti rasa.
A to je bhakti rasa.
And then this bhakti rasa,
bhakti rasa
is experienced in different ways by different
na razne
devotees.
Načine od strane raznih bhakta. Znači, razni bhakta je kušen na razne načine. I
Bharata Muni lists,
Bharata Muni
I believe it's
navodi,
eight
vjerujem da je
rasas.
Osam rasa da navodi.
And as we know,
Rupa
Goswami lists five primary and seven secondary
rasas.
Rasa. So some differences. Was Bharata Muni also saying, or was that Ananda Vardhana later, saying that Shantarasa is the highest? I know that Ananda Vardhana. That's later. Yeah. Anyway, it's interesting that another difference of Rupa Goswami to later theoreticians.
Zanimljiva razlika Rupa Goswami između kasnijih teoretičara je...
One Ananda Vardhana,
taj neki 10th century? Ananda Vardhana je u 9. ili 10. stoljeću.
And then after him Abhinava Gupta, they said the highest rasa is Shanta rasa.
I oni su rekli da je najviša rasa Shanta rasa.
And the reason they said this is they said the highest perfection of human life is moksha.
Ljudskog života moksha.
Liberation.
And liberation means znači
shanti. Freedom from all disturbance. Yoga, chitta, vritti, nirodha. Complete cessation of the turbulence, the turnings of the mind.
Uma.
So what does Rupa Goswami
say? Rupa Goswami kaže?
Rupa says, no,
Rupa
the highest
kaže, ne, rasa is Madhurya,
Shingara. The rasa of conjugal love.
Rasa bračne ljubavi.
Whoa, what's he saying there? That's very radical.
To je vrlo radikalno, znači što kaže.
That which is most turbulent, most intense, most
najintenzivnije,
involving of emotions. That is the
emotivnije, to je najviše.
Yeah.
Da.
Why? Because it's
zašto? Zato jer
because it's intense.
Zato jer je intenzivno.
And rasa is about emotion.
A rasa, tu se radi o emocijama.
The emotion which is related with Krishna, which is interacting with Krishna, which is directed to Krishna,
je usmjerena prema Krishni.
That is yoga. That is our connection
to Krishna. To je naša veza s Krishnom.
Right. Okay, just wanted to point out those things. And now let's finish off if we have any comments. And I want to ask you if you've made some, if you've noted something after we read through the fourth act for the second time, and we were attentive looking for just what sort of rasa relationships or moods are being expressed.
Izražena.
How far did we get? Can somebody remind
us
how far we got? I think we got through the lamentations
of
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, didn't
nakon nestanka Chaitanya Mahaprabhu-a, zar ne?
So there were lots of lamentations and lots of fainting, and that was one of the sattvika bhavas.
I jadikovanja, i to je bila jedna od sattvika bhava.
And what happens after that?
Što se nakon toga zbiva?
Where do we go from here?
Gdje
Where
idemo?
Are we?
Gdje smo sada?
Anyone want to pick us up from where we were yesterday?
Nam pokazati gdje smo jučer stali?
Despite the heat.
Unatoč vrućini. Isn't it, if it's after the lamentations, it must be when the Acharya Ratna announced the name, maybe.
When Acharya Ratna announces
the name of Lord Chaitanya as Sannyasi.
Oh, that would have been a bit later, isn't it? Or?
Aha. Yeah, no, no, no.
Okay,
yes.
Well, anyway, let's start there. Acharya Ratna enters.
Acharya Ratna ulazi?
First, we do remember Acharya Ratna was behind
Ratna
the scenes and we heard him lamenting in confusion.
Jadikuje.
We talked about that confusion of Acharya Ratna. Over and a kind of fear, anxiety, due to the dilemma that he felt. He wanted to stay with the Lord, and Nityananda Prabhu was telling him, go and inform the devotees. So now, whatever mixed feelings are there, he's decided he has to follow Nityananda Prabhu, and he's come to meet the devotees. And he says, where is his glistening curly black hair? Why did he shave his head? Where is the opulent cloth around his waist? Boho, boho, alas, alas. Why did he accept a sannyasi's kopan? They who know the truth know this is his transcendental pastime. It is not a material act. He is the omniscient supreme personality of Godhead, and everything rests in him. Okay, here we got a little bit of questioning from an emotional point of view. Oh, why, did the Lord shave his head? There are a lot of lamentations about this, because apparently Vishvambar, Lord Chaitanya, had a very beautiful head of curly black hair. And he was very handsome and very attractive with his golden gauranga, his beautiful golden color of his skin, his complexion. And now what has he done? He's gone and he's cut off all of that beautiful hair. He's given up all his nice, charming dress, and now he's just wearing simple dress. Oh, how terrible, how terrible. Now, in the same breath almost, Acharyaratna is answering his own question with some philosophy. They who know the truth know this is his transcendental pastime. Okay, so it's lila. Why does he do this?
For lila.
Is it a material act? No, it is not material. It is spiritual. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's omniscient. Everything depends on him. If he wants to take sannyas, who can stop him? Okay, now he meets the devotees. So what's happening here? What's the mood? They're not searching now. Acharyaratna has come. They know he has some information.
Znaju da on ima neku informaciju. Žele saznati od Acharyaratne.
Tell us, what's the news? What's going on?
Kakve su vijesti?
You're the one who knows. Now, Acharyaratna knows something that they don't know.
Što oni ne znaju.
So he has a kind of secret.
Jednu tajnu.
He is possessing the secret of what is happening with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? And then when they ask him, what does Acharyaratna do?
Što Acharyaratna radi? Da, kad ga upitaju što on učini?
What's he say?
Što kaže?
Does he address the devotees directly?
Da li se baktama direktno obraća? No.
No, before that.
He addresses Lord Chaitanya. Isn't it? Like.
Oh, you're right. First he does. He speaks in. He speaks like a secret.
Prvo
into his ear, and Advaitacharya says,
Advaitino uko,
why cover the news with your hands? Speak it openly.
Zašto?
And then, does he speak to the devotees? Svojim
rukom, otvoreno reci, svi to trebaju čuti. I da li on onda priča s baktama?
He addresses Lord Chaitanya. Is Lord Chaitanya there?
Je li gospodin Chaitanya tamo?
No, he's not there.
Nije.
So what is this? Some kind of madness?
Šta je sad ovo? Neko ludilo?
Yes. As we also heard from Bir Krishnamurti.
Čuli smo od Bir Krishnamurti.
Devotion in its more advanced stages is a kind of madness. When you talk to somebody and the person is not there, we think this person is... Nowadays we see people walking down the street talking, it looks like they're talking to nobody. You know, everybody now has these telephones with, you know, mobiles with, they can just speak with a thing in their ear. And they're just walking down the street. And they're talking to somebody on the phone. From a distance you just see them talking and you think, is he crazy or what?
Mislite da su ludi.
Okay. So, He says to Lord Chaitanya, your jubilant singing and dancing in kirtan has come to an end. Your sweet affectionate smiles and words are now only in our hearts. Alas, alas, your love and mercy remain only in our memories. O Lord, your acceptance of sannyas has destroyed the great treasure of our lives. There it is. That's the word everyone was afraid to hear. Everybody already knows. They have that sense. Intuition. And they didn't want to say the word, and now Acharya Ratna has said it. He accepted sannyas. But Sachimata hasn't heard this yet. And one of their anxieties now is how to break the news. On top of their own anxiety is the anxiety of breaking the news to Mother Sachi.
Znači, zabrinuti su I zbog njegovog odlaska I zbog toga kako će to prenijeti majci Sachi.
Let's see. Then Advaitacharya says, in my name, please tell her this.
Molim te, u moje ime reci ovo.
Ramachandra lived in the forest.
Ramachandra je živio u šumi.
Krishna went to Mathura. And your son has taken sannyas. In this way, you three mothers must bear the pain of separation from your sons. So, what's he doing here?
Što on ovdje čini? O čemu se radi?
What sort of technique is he using?
Kakvu tehniku upotrebljava?
He's breaking the news to Mother Sachi that's so difficult. How is he doing it?
Kazuje majci Sachi vijest koja je toliko teška I kako to čini?
Yes.
Koristi usporedbu I gradaciju.
He uses comparison and gradation as techniques.
Comparison is there, yes.
Uspoređuje majku Sachi,
mother Sachi, with Ramachandra's mother and Krishna's mother.
Yes. Oni su isto morale kroz to da prođu.
Had to go through this and
bile su hrabre I
they were brave and proud.
I ona će naći snage da kroz to prođe.
She will also find strength to go through this.
Yes. If the mother of Ramchandra could endure, and if the mother of Krishna could endure the separation from their sons,
isto to ako je mogla proći, znači,
then you should also be able to do this. So within his message of telling Mother Sachi, your son has taken sannyas, at the same time, she's told her how to endure it.
It's a
very nice, technique, if you like. Very nice way of telling a message. It's a very interesting topic of messages and message giving in the tradition, the Puranic and epic tradition. So many messages come and go, and some are good news, some are bad news,
and
some messengers are very special persons.
Glasnici su vrlo posebne osobe.
So here Advaitacharya is a messenger, and he has bad news. How to tell this bad news? By minimizing the pain, by strengthening, he's simultaneously giving strength to Mother Sachi to bear the news that he's giving. So it's really quite an amazing statement
he makes.
Okay. Well, I'm still trying to encourage you to comment on all of this.
And
I'm feeling some hesitation on your part. Some of you,
neki od vas,
please feel no hesitation to speak up whatever has come from your appreciation of this.
što god vam je palo na um iz ovakvog iščitavanja. Htio sam, rekao sam da se želimo malo fokusirati na odnose koji dolaze, kako se drama odvija.
I think some of you were making some
notes.
Neki
od vas su zapisivali nešto, ali nekako ste,
you are holding back.
Nekako zadržavate te svoje misli i ne otkrivate to.
Nothing further you want to observe from the rest of this act before we go on?
Prije no što nastavimo.
We're near the end of the act anyway. And the good news is coming that indeed Lord Chaitanya has not completely forgotten about everyone. He wants to come and meet the devotees, so they are greatly relieved.
Oni su osjetili veliko olakšanje.
Okay, just one last thing. What can we say about Keshava Bharati?
Što možemo reći o Keshavi Bharatiju prije nego što krenemo dalje?
We don't see Keshava Bharati at all, do we?
Keshavu Bharatija uopće ne vidimo, zar ne?
And yet it's Keshava Bharati who is the cause of the anxiety of Mother Sachi, isn't it?
Sachine brige. Briga majke Sachi.
We hear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was serving the sannyasi
Keshavu Bharati,
and she thought he's giving too much attention to him. Perhaps it is the signal that my son is going to leave.
Može to znak da će
sure enough, that's what
sigurno,
happens.
To
he, he disappears
on nestaje,
to join Keshava Bharati. He receives the initiation into the sannyas order. And then there's some mention of Bharati toward the end of this drama. What is happening there?
Spominje se Bharati pred kraj ove drame. Što se zbiva? The name of the... Of
something about his name, yes. Why is that significant? Keshava
Bharatija. Zašto je to značajno?
Keshava is the name of the Lord.
Keshava je jedno gospodinovo ime.
Okay. Bharati means words.
Bharati znači
so it
riječi.
Says here.
Ovdje je rečeno.
So Keshava Bharati means the Vedic literature or words
znači
about the Lord
vedska literatura
or Lord Krishna's words.
Ili gospodinove riječi.
And it said, therefore, the name Keshava Bharati means the evidence of Vedic
znači
literature.
Dokaz vedske literature.
So they're giving some kind of justification, you could say, for all of this happening. First of all, the name Krishna Chaitanya is evoked. What sannyas name did he take? Krishna Chaitanya. And Advaita Acharya says this is a very appropriate name. Lord Krishna is the living force in all beings, therefore he is called
Krishna Chaitanya.
This name is the ripened fruit of the Mahavakya's true meaning.
Pravog značenja Mahavakya.
Do you know what is Mahavakya?
Znate li što je Mahavakya?
I don't know that om is, it might sometimes be referred to. Mahavakya means
Mahavakya
literally
znači
great statement.
Velika izjava, doslovno.
And there is a tradition that within the Upanishads there are certain statements,
neke izjave,
some of them are very short,
neke od njih su vrlo kratke,
which are considered to be like keys to the meaning of the Vedas,
Veda.
Key to the meaning of the Upanishads,
ključeva
key to the meaning of the Vedas.
Veda.
What would one of those Mahavakyas be?
Što bi jedna od tih Mahavakya bila, recimo?
Aham Brahmasmi. Tatvamasi, yes, like that. There are, well, there are four or five famous ones, and then it will be said there are actually hundreds of them. But generally these Mahavakyas are associated with some Advaitic impersonal understanding of the absolute truth. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman.
Ja sam Brahman.
Tatvamasi, you are that. You are that Brahman.
Ti si taj Brahman.
There's some emphasis on oneness.
Neki naglasak postoji na jedinstvu.
I am that one Brahman.
Ja sam taj jedan Brahman.
And so on.
I tako
so these ideas are not very personalistic.
And
yet, Advaita Acharya says this name, Krishna Chaitanya, is the ripened fruit from the Mahabhakta, is true meaning. So the Vaishnava Acharyas take those Mahabhakyas and explain them in personalist terms.
Personalističkim terminima, u smislu
so he's saying the name Chaitanya, Krishna Chaitanya is giving a purport to the Mahavakyas of the Veda. Similarly, Keshava Bharati is explaining about the essential meaning of Vedic literature.
Esencijalno značenje vedske literature.
He quotes from the Bhagavatam, when the creation took place, I spoke the Vedic knowledge to Brahma because I myself am the religious principles of the Vedas. And all of this is to kind of explain the name
Keshava
Bharati,
Bharati
to justify that all of this has happened in devotional terms. There's a theory, some scholars will say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas from Keshava Bharati. Keshava Bharati means he was a Bharati sannyasi, one of the Dasanami sannyas orders of the Advaita Vedanta tradition of Shankara and his followers. Therefore, they say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was another follower of the Advaita Vedanta. So the devotees, such as Kavi Karnapura, want to refute that.
Žele to poviti,
they want to say no.
Žele reći ne.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fulfilling the actual purport of the Vedic literature by taking
sannyas
from Keshava
Bharati.
And don't forget Keshava Bharati's first name, Keshava.
Prvo ima Keshava Bharatija,
Keshava.
Keshava is Krishna.
Okay, so then there's this upward turn of hope and relief at the end.
Advaita Acharya says
to Acharya Ratna, you are glorious.
O
Lord Nityananda, you are glorious. Your sincere friendship has conquered me. Acharya Ratna, go and comfort Sachidevi, and I will make the other arrangements. Why? Because he's just told that Nityananda has said
upravo su mu rekli da je Nityananda rekao
that he will arrange to bring
da će on aranžirati
the Lord to
da
meet
gospodin
Advaita Acharya
dođe i susretne Advaita Acharya u njegovoj kući.
Okay. Well, I think it's high time we move on to Act 5.
Mislim da je vrijeme da pređemo five. Na peti čin. Now, vrijeme.
Let's immediately get into it
idemo
with
odmah
a reading.
Uroniti,
let
učitanje.
Us not hesitate.
Nemojmo oklijevati.
All right, are we ready? Let the play begin.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya ulazi, slijedi ga gospodin Nityananda.
Prijeći ću ocean neznanja koji se ne može prijeći bez čvrste usredotočenosti na služenje lotosolikih stopala Krišne. To su odobrili prethodni ačarje koji su bili postojani u čvrstoj predanosti prema gospodinju Paramatmi svevišnoj božanskoj osobi.
Posrne.
Predivno! Vatra odvojenosti čini se da topi od nektara ljubavi prema Krišni. Udovi su mu se povukli u loptu. Srce mu je ranjeno ljubavlju. Sada sam sam. Što da radim? Da razmislim. Ah, predivno! Bučka se u valovima plesa, gromoglasno ispušta uzvike oduševljenja, ukrašene blistajućim draguljima znoja, zaprepaštenja i ostalim simptomima ekstaze. Uznemiren ocean blaženstva njiše njegovo srce. Kakva je to osoba koju može toliko preplaviti ekstatična ljubav prema Krišni? Hoda kao oblak polena kešera cvijeća, nošen jakim vjetrom. Čak, iako bih potrčao, ne bi ga mogao slijediti. ignorirajući predmete osjetila, on luta amo tamo, ne primjećujući prolazi li kroz gradove ili prelazi li rijeke. Njegove oči ne vide hodali po stazi, van staze, preko brda, kroz doline, rijeke ili šume. Hoda poput opijenog divljeg slona, koji ne vidi ispred sebe, iza sebe ili čak samog sebe. Na neki su se način impersonalisti odrekli osjetilnih uživanja. Bakte puni ljubavi uranjaju naočitost gospodinovih oblika. Ako su i gospodin i bakte puni blaženstva, koja je razlika između njih? Ah, razumijem. Gospodin je neovisan izvor svog blaženstva, ali blaženstvo individualnog živog bića ovisi o gospodinu. Što da radim sad? 3 dana nije jeo. Nije pio niti vodu, niti išta drugo. Odjeven sam u kopenim vanjsku odjeću, preplavljen je blaženstvom. I danju i noću gospodin hoda, a da ne zna ni gdje ide. Što da radim? O, gospodine Goranga, o, oceanu milosti, ja patim. Molim te, budi milostiv prema meni. Šri Čaitanja Mahaprabhu prepravljen je blaženstvom. Daću mu lijek da ga oživi. On ne zna gdje ide. Odvešću ga do Advejtina doma.
Iza pozornice čuju se zaglušujući uzvici. Haribol! Haribol!
A, ovo je predivno! Kako vide gospodina ovi dječaci pastiri s velikim žarom, štovanjem, predanošću, vjerom i začuđenošću glasnoviću. Haribol! Haribol!
Čuši zvuk Hari, Bhagavan se djelomično trgne iz svog transa transcendentalnog blaženstva. Otvori svoja dva lotosolika oka i pogleda u smjeru iz kojeg je došao zvuk.
Ovi dječaci pastiri su pomogli. Baš kao što velika mantra oživljava osobu koja ugrizla zmija, njihovi povici Hari probudili su gospodina iz njegovog blaženog transa.
Izgovarajte, izgovarajte riječ Hari!
Hari, 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 Hari! Ulaze dječaci pastiri, odaju dandavat gospodinu i plješćući rukama mantraju ime Hari. Gorljivo ih slušajući, gospodin prestade hodati.
Gospodinovo blaženo ludilo ima mnoge oblike. Ponekad je nemiren, ponekad zapanjen, a ponekad oboje. Ponekad kao da ga je opsio duh. Sada ga gospodinovo blaženo ludilo čini starcem. Otvara oči, no ne može vidjeti što je pred njim. Polumrtav, može nešto čuti, ali ne razumije značenje riječi.
Dodiruje im glave lotosolikom rukom.
Ah, stručno ste otpjevali slave gospodinovog svetog imena. Sada mi je život uspješan. Vi znate put u Vrindavanu. Koja staza vodi tamo?
Ovo mi je prilika.
Bira jednog iz grupe.
Dijete, reci mu, ovo je put za Vrindavan.
Kako ste to naredili, gospodine moj? O, gospodine, ovo je put za Vrindavanu.
I pokazuje u smjeru koji mu je pokazao gospodin Nityananda. A Bhagavan s velikim blaženstvom počinje hodati putem. Dječaci odaju poštovanje i izlaze.
Spašen sam, želja mi je ispunjena. Ovim će ga putem biti moguće odvesti do Advejtina doma.
Hoda malo putem, a zatim se sjeća.
Zašto me gospodin ne primjećuje? Ponaša se kao da ima drugog pratioca s druge strane. Pripazit ću na njega.
Približi se gospodinu.
Prijeći ću nepremosti ocean neznanja, bivajući čvrsto usredotočen na služenje lotosolikih stopala Krišne. To su odobrili prethodni ačarije, koji su bili postojani u čvrstoj predanosti gospodinu, paramatmi, svevišnoj božanskoj osobi. Ah, sanjasi je dobro govorio. Prijeći ću ocean neznanja, bivajući čvrsto usredotočen na služenje Krišne. Neću prijeći ocean neznanja meditirajući na sveprimžimajuću naddušu. Neću meditirati na taj oblik gospodina. Otići ću u Vrindavanu i služiti gospodina svim srcem svojim.
Pogleda u nebo.
O, koliko je daleko Vrindavana.
Gospodine, u jednom danu možemo ući u Vrindavanu.
Bhagavan, polubudan, pola u transu, odjednom je začuđen i kaže.
O, jesi li ti Šri Ipada Nityananda?
O, gospodine, a ja sam on.
U pola rečenice glas mu zaguše suze.
Šripada, reci mi, zašto si došao?
Čuo sam da je gospodinova želja otputovati u Vrindavan. Ja ju također želim vidjeti. Stoga putujem tamo s tobom.
Dobro, dobro, dođi. Ići ćemo zajedno.
Radosno hoda.
Ovim putem, gospodine.
Povede ga udaljenim putem.
O, gospodine, transcendentalna rijeka Jamuna nije daleko. Trebali bismo se u njoj okupati.
O, danas ću vidjeti Jamunu.
Da.
Šripada, gdje je? Gdje je?
Ovim putem, ovim putem.
Prijeđu određenu udaljenost i stignu do Gange.
Gospodine, ovo je Jamuna.
U zanosu odajući poštovanje, Bhagavan izgovara ovu molitvu.
O rijeko Jamuno, ti si blažena duhovna voda, voda koja daje ljubav sinu Maharadžanande. Isto vjetna si, si vodi duhovnog svijeta, jer možeš saprati sve naše uvrede i grešne reakcije koje počinimo u životu. Stvoritelj si svih povoljnih stvari koje trebaju svijetu. O kćeri Boga Sunca, milostivo nas počasti svojim pobožnim djelima.
Gospodine, sada bi se trebao okupati u Jamuni.
Učinit ću to kako te volja.
Okupa se.
Sada sam sretan. Podivljali slon iz džungle ovladan je moćnom mantrom. Sada ću ove djelatnosti privesti povoljnom kraju.
Reče i pogleda u svim smjerovima, a zatim dozove nekoga. Ulazi čovjek i odaje poštovanje. Nityananda priđe čovjeku i reče.
Ah, nedaleko odavde, odmah na suprotnoj strani Gange, dom je gospodina Dvejte. Molim te, požuri tamo i reci. Nityananda dolazi s jednim sanjasijem da te vidi. Požuri sastati se s njim.
Reći ću mu.
I brzo izlazi. Nityananda kaže u stranu.
O, nisam dotakao vodu ova tri dana. Sada ću se okupati.
Reče to i učini. Tako.
Let's stop for a minute.
Ovdje ćemo stati na nekoliko trenutaka. Ovo je dobro mjesto za jednu pauzu.
Pause and reflect.
I razmišljaj.
Thank you very much so far.
Hvala vam lijepa.
Okay, what's happening here?
Što se ovdje zbiva?
There's some intrigue going on, isn't there?
Zbiva se neka intriga, zar ne?
What is Lord Chaitanya's mood?
Kakvo je raspoloženje gospodina Chaitanya?
How would you characterize Lord Chaitanya's mood?
Kako bi njegovo raspoloženje okarakterizirali?
Ecstatic, huh?
Možda ekstatično. Kombinacija možda.
Ecstatic and combined with separation.
Kombinirano sa odvojenošću.
What's his feeling of separation from?
Kakav je od čega on osjeća odvojenost?
From Vrindavan. Is he showing any feeling of lamentation for what he's done?
Osjeća jadikovka zbog onoga što je učinio. Sanjas?
Is he lamenting about that?
Da li jadiko je zbog toga?
No, not at all.
Ni malo.
What else can we say about him?
Što još možemo o njemu reći?
He's enthusiastic, okay. Yes. Oh, yes, he makes this famous, he quotes a famous verse from Bhagavatam.
Poznati stih iz Bhagavatama.
This verse is from the 11th canto, chapter 23, verse 57.
Poglavlja, 57. Stih.
And it is a quote from the anonymous Avanti Brahmana. The Brahmana from Avantipur says this verse. I will cross over the insurmountable ocean of nations
neznanja,
by being firmly fixed in the service of the lotus feet of
Krishna. Koji se ne može prijeći bez čvrste usredotočenosti na služenje lotosolikih stopala Krishne.
time što ću biti. This was approved by the previous acharyas who were fixed in firm devotion to the Lord, Paramatman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's a declaration of determination, and it's also a declaration of devotion. Traditionally, sannyas meant social death, social suicide, I'm finished, I'm out of here, I'm gone, and that's it. I'm going to stop everything and just meditate on
Brahman.
No, this is not Bhagavatam, this is not the mood of the devotees. The devotees say, I will cross this ocean of nations by being fixed in service to the lotus feet of the Lord. This is the Tridanda sannyas mantra, actually.
To je mantra Tridandi Sanyasija. Oni pjevaju taj stih.
Etam sa astaya paratmanishtam adhyasitam purvatamayar mahadbihi aham tarishyami durantaparam tamo mukundangri nishevayaiva. Okay, so determination, enthusiasm is there. And it's obviously devotional enthusiasm.
Očito je da je to devotijski entuzijazam.
Okay, and what does Lord Nityananda think about all of this?
He's very happy about this.
He's happy about it.
Sretan je u vezi toga.
Is that all? Simple as that? He's very happy that Lord Chaitanya is feeling this.
Samo tako da je on sretan. Što je gospodin Chaitanya? Također je zabrinut što tri dana nije jeo i.
Yes.
Što
Lord Chaitanya has been wandering around in the wild for 3 days and he hasn't eaten. Hasn't drunk anything. He doesn't seem to have noticed that he hasn't eaten or hasn't drunk anything. Why? Because he's so absorbed in ecstasy, thinking about how he's going to be in
Vrindavan.
But Nityananda is thinking, it's been 3 days. Not only he hasn't eaten for 3 days, I haven't eaten for 3 days. So it's a kind of a mixed feeling on Nityananda Prabhu's part, you might say. He's thinking of his service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's thinking practically, what about me? I'm starving. Right?
He wants to serve Lord Chaitanya.
Right. Okay, so there's a desire to serve him. At the same time, there's a problem in serving him, right? He doesn't seem to reciprocate with service at this point. He's so totally detached now from the whole world. And one could say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has also become disoriented from the ordinary world. Remember, one of our themes is the ordinary versus extraordinary activities of the Lord. So are these... Is this activity now, Lord Chaitanya has taken sannyas, he's wandering around aimlessly, is this ordinary or extraordinary?
Besiljno luta, je li to obična ili neobična djelatnost?
It's extraordinary.
Hoda u naokolo kao ludi slon, ne vidi ni oko sebe, nije svjestan.
It's quite extraordinary, yes. I mean, if we saw somebody, you know, walking through the forest like this, I mean, just imagine.
If
someone is wandering through in this intensely ecstatic mood, totally disoriented, not knowing where they're going, forward, backwards, not knowing day or night. His eyes do not see whether he walks on the path, away from the path, over hills, across valleys, across rivers, through forests. He walks like an intoxicated wild elephant. Yeah, so he's become transformed now. And he is not connecting with society. He's not even connecting with Lord Nityananda. At one point, what happens? He sees Nityananda and kind of says, "Who are you?" Hello. I'm Nityananda, I'm your assistant, I'm going with you. Oh, yeah. So he's very much lost touch. Okay. Yeah, so there's a problem about connection with the world and disconnection, and that means also even the most basic connection of eating, sustenance has become cut off. Okay, now what happens? They're wandering through the forest and they hear some boys, some coward boys, and they're chanting, Hari, Hari, Hari Bo, Hari Bo. So what's happening here?
I što se tu zbiva?
Waking up.
Gospodin Čajtanja se budi.
He's being brought to external consciousness. Okay. What else?
Što još?
Što još?
Rečeno je da kad je gospodin vidio te dječake pastire, da je to dokaz da ide prema Vrindavanu.
For Lord Chaitanya, this was proof that they're going toward
Vrindavan,
right?
Vrindavan.
Yeah, so Lord Chaitanya's perception now is he's seeing everything in terms of Krishna, everything in terms of Vrindavan. He's being told that within one day we will be in Vrindavan. Now, if you know the geography a little bit,
ako malo poznajete zemljopis,
what's now West Bengal,
sad smo u zapadnom Bengalu,
it's what, at least 1,500 kilometers between where they are and Vrindavan. It's a long ways away.
To je jako, jako daleko.
I mean, I've traveled by car, fast car, from Vrindavan to Calcutta once. It took us 2 days.
Dva dana nam je trebalo.
It was a fast car.
A to je bio
Lord Chaitanya is walking,
Chaitanya hoda,
so I don't think they're going to get to Vrindavan in 2 days. But Nityananda says, yes, we will get there in just one day. One day only, it is no problem. Here, not so far. So, what is the cowherd boy's attitude toward Lord Chaitanya? They're offering obeisance, so they must have some kind of respect.
Mora da im osjećaju neko poštovanje.
Why might they have respect? They don't know who is this Lord Chaitanya, do they?
Oni ne znaju ko je taj gospodin Chaitanya.
He's a sannyasi. Now he's a sannyasi.
Sada je sannyasi.
We understand from Chaitanya Charitamrita this was his reason for taking
sannyas. Because in
Navadvip, he was just, you know, one of the guys, one of the people, one of the local residents, and seems like he's gone a bit mad because he's always chanting names of Krishna. So there was a lot of disrespect.
Nisu ga baš poštovali previše.
They were making fun of him.
Ismijavali su
his
ga.
His own students. So at that point, Lord Chaitanya thought, better to distance myself from hometown, and if I want to spread, if I want to execute my mission, better to be in a situation in terms of ashram where people will naturally respect. So Indian culture is that way, still very much today, and probably very much more. 500 years ago, the sannyasi would be respected by people. Nityananda at one point says, now the Lord's madness of bliss makes him like an old man. He opens his eyes but cannot see what is before him. Half deaf, he can hear a little but cannot understand the meaning of the words. So Lord Chaitanya's whole cognitive faculties have become impaired. Now, we talked yesterday about the sattvika bhavas, the ashta sattvika bhavas. As Dear Krishna Maharaj mentioned today, they're called involuntary expressions of the body of ecstasy. So we can understand from this description that Lord Chaitanya is experiencing these bhavas, sattvika bhavas. They're overwhelming it to such an extent that he's really lost touch. Could we compare? Now, let's try to think back. Time's really up, but just for a moment. Let's think back to Act 4, to the jubilant dancing of the devotees with Lord Chaitanya, and also we can go further back than that to the second act, Lord Chaitanya with his devotees, Lord Chaitanya manifesting the various avatars, his 54-hour expression of ecstasy as
Narayana.
Can we make any comparison of those events now with this, Lord Chaitanya's expressions of ecstasy? Any comparison or any
contrast?
Is there any progression here? Is there,
vidjeli se tu kakav napredak?
Is there some intensification?
Neka intenzifikacija, da li se intenziviraju događaji?
Any ideas?
Imate li kakve ideje? I have.
Yes, David. Microphone.
Gospod Chaitanya misli da je tamo, da je blizu Vrindavane, pa se došao je k sebi, radostan je.
He's returned to his consciousness, he's happy.
He's returned to his consciousness. Okay.
To his external consciousness, maybe I didn't translate properly.
What about the, in general, this, as after he's taken sannyas, he's on out and he's wandering about expressing all of this ecstatic emotion. What about this? How can we relate this to what came before? Is it more of the same? Is it different?
Maybe we can see a gradation through the X. First, Lord Chaitanya is the Lord, Lord Narayan, and he is not showing any of the symptoms of the devotee. He is enjoying, and then he is dancing, he is exhibiting a little more his true nature, his true mood as a devotee, and now he is completely exhibiting everything. Možda vidimo neku gradaciju. Prvo, gospodin Chaitanya je kao gospodin Narayan i on je u stvari uživatelj i ne pokazuje svoje pravo raspoloženje bakte, i onda kasnije kad pleše s baktama malo više to pokazuje i sad na kraju totalno pokazuje to.
What about earlier on,
što je sa još ranije,
I believe
što
it was second act,
mislim da je to bilo drugom činu, kad gospodin Chaitanya
Narayana.
Znači, u raspoloženju Narayana
so se
pojavljuju
Narayana,
toliko Narayanovih oblika, avatara.
So there he's Krishna.
I tamo je Krishna.
Who is he now?
A ko je on sada? Je li to Krishna?
He's Krishna's devotee. He
on
is,
Krishna Bhakta, on
more
je
specifically.
Radharan.
Huh?
Ko je on
he's going,
sada?
Where is he going?
Kamo ide?
He wants to go to Vrindavan. Why does he want to go to Vrindavan?
Želi služiti gospodina.
Okay. In the mood of?
U raspoloženju
Radha, yes. Srimati Radharani. So there's quite some significant change there, isn't it? Before he's Krishna, now he's
Radha.
What is going on? There's quite some change of identity there. In the third act, there is a drama within the drama. Who is Lord Chaitanya in that drama?
Ko je gospodin Chaitanya u toj drami?
He's Radha. Yes.
On je Radha.
So he prepared in that to actually become
Radha
in Act 5, so to say. Okay. Yeah, I think that's kind of all we have time for now.
Za sada imamo samo vremena za ovo što smo obradili.
Now this just a final point we mentioned. Krajnja
poanta
koju smo spomenuli, he's so out of touch with ordinary world that he's not even aware of who is
Nityananda.
Ah, are you Shripad Nityananda?
A jesi li ti Shripad Nityananda?
Ah, Lord, oh Lord, I am he.
Da, gospodine, to sam, ja sam on.
Then, oh, tell me why have you come?
Oh, reci mi zašto si došao.
Now imagine, there you are, you're with your Nityananda Prabhu and you're with Lord Chaitanya all this time. He has asked you to come with him when he takes sannyas in Kapwa, and now he's become so overwhelmed with ecstasy that he's wandering around. He doesn't know what is in front or behind. And then at one point he looks at you, who are you? Why have you come? You might wonder.
Mogli bi se pitati.
Anyway, he says, you're going to Vrindavan? I want to come too. Let's go together. Yes, why not?
Okay. Kaže, dobro, zašto ne?
Then, again, the Lord expresses this determination.
Svoju namjeru.
No, I'm sorry. Then, because we get a little geographical orientation here. Lord Nityananda assures Lord Chaitanya that when they have come to the river Ganga, that they have come to the river Yamuna.
And there's some explanation that if you are on the
west bank or north, depending which part of the Ganga, but at this stage it would be west, because the Ganga, or this branch of the Ganga that has come to be called the Hooghly, goes north and south. If you're on the west side, then this is the Ganga. If you're on the east side, this is the Yamuna. Why? Because at Allahabad, which is hundreds or more than 1,000 kilometers away, the two rivers join. So the Yamuna comes in from the south west,
Yamuna dolazi sa
Ganga from the north west. So you can say, if you want to, you can argue that one side is the Ganga, the other side is the Yamuna. In this way, Nityananda is able to say, yes, we've come to the Yamuna. And then the Lord praises the Yamuna, and you have written this verse on the board.
Napisali smo
taj stih na ploču. Do you want to tell us something or have us read it
together? Nešto o tome ili možda da pročitamo
take,
to?
Take microphone.
Uzmi mikrofon.
Yes, this is the verse that Lord Chaitanya speaks in
Chaitanya,
praise of Yamuna Devi.
This is also in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
U slavu Yamune Devi. To se nalazi u Chaitanya Charitamriti, yeah. Ona ne zna.
So we can chant it together. Chidananda Bhano Sadananda Suno.
Chidananda Bhano Sadananda Suno.
Para Prema Patri Drava Brahma Gatri.
Para prema patri drava brahma gatri.
Aganam lavitri jagat kshema dhatri.
Aganam lavitri jagat kshema dhatri.
Pavitri kriya nova pur mitra putri.
Pavitri kriya nova pur mitra putri. You want to tell us anything about it?
Želiš nam reći nešto o tome?
It is full of alliterations. Of
alliterations.
To je jedna aliteracija.
Explain what that is.
Similar sounds appear again and again. It's like almost a rhyme.
Iznova i iznova ponavljaju, to je poput rime.
Just like Bano and Suno.
Naprimjer, Bano i Suno.
At the ends of the first line. And then Patri and Gatri.
Onda
and
Patri
Gatri,
and Hatri, Gatri,
and then again Pavitri and Putri.
I Pavitri i Putri na kraju.
Yeah, okay.
Da.
The translation we have for that again. O river Yamuna, you are the blissful spiritual water that gives love to the son of Nanda Maharaj. You are the same as the water of the spiritual world, for you can vanquish all our offenses and the sinful reactions incurred in life. You are the creator of all auspicious things for the world. O daughter of the sun god, kindly purify us by your pious activities. Now, in much literature of the world, including Vedic and epic and Puranic literature,
bilo to epska,
and post-Puranic literature, whatever,
when
someone goes into water, something happens,
vodu, nešto se događa.
There is often some kind of transformation
se
that takes place.
Neka transformacija.
When Lord Shiva wants to associate in Vrindavan with Krishna and see the Rasa dance, first he has to go and be dipped into, I guess, the Yamuna, and then he comes out a gopi. Right? So there are a lot of instances like this. You go into the water and you come out something else. When Krishna leaves Vrindavan, he goes to Mathura, and with Akrura they stop for some time on the way at the Yamuna, and they take bath, and what happens at that point? What happens? Krishna and Balaram.
Akrura vidi Krishna i Balaram.
They go into the water. He sees
Akrura
them.
Akrura vidi Krishna i Balaram u vodi kao.
How does he see them?
Kako ih vidi? U kojem obliku ih vidi? Narayan.
As Narayan, as
Narayana,
okay, as Narayan and Ananta Shesha, right? So he sees a transformation of Krishna and Balaram as Vishnu and Ananta Shesha or Narayana. Yeah. So a lot of things happen in dunking into water. So here, Advaita Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they've come to the Ganga, which they're calling the Yamuna, and it's at this point that they're going to meet Advaita Charya. And in effect, Lord Chaitanya will come back to society briefly. He's coming back to the association of devotees and his reconnection with the devotees in a new identity will take place. Okay. Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Nataka Ki Jaya. Shri Kavikarnapura Ki Jaya. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Gaur Premanande.